Oh, no, Archie cried into the phone. You can't do that. Can't you give me just another hour? Forensics should be here any minute.
I'm sorry, Archie, Misty replied. But my schedule is full, and I have other clients waiting. This Pekingese has been trying to get in for 3 weeks.
A Pekingese?
Not a Pekingese.
Gnarly's head snapped up and around from where he was involved in a staring contest with Sari. He was lying in his favorite spot on the love seat. Clutching her toy collie, the little girl sat on the sofa across from him.
I feel for Gnarly, Misty told Archie. Really, I admire him for being so heroic, but I can't hold appointments again and again indefinitely. Once things settle down over there, call in and reschedule.
Even though she understood, Archie was heartbroken for the German Shepherd when she hung up the phone.
I'm sorry, Gnarly.
She reached over the back of the love seat to pat him on the top of the head.
Next week, I'll call and make another appointment for you.
Leah came up from the dining room with a plate of cookies and a glass of milk for Sari.
Would you like a snack, sweetie?
The little girl sat up to peer at the plate of sugar cookies. The dog raised his head to take in the goodies, only one long jump from his snout.
Gnarly, no,
Archie said in a firm tone. Gnarly trained his eyes on the woman holding the plate of cookies. Leah eyed the 100 pounds of fur and teeth.
Does he always look so mean?
He isn't really. Gnarly will behave himself,
Archie said more to the dog than to her. Together, the two women went into the dining room to join Randy, who was on her cell phone. Archie could see one of Spencer's police officers out on the deck, talking to one of the security guards from the Spencer Inn. Upstairs, Bogey had made it his duty to fix Mac's toilet. It was the first time she had ever seen a plumber packing a Colt semi-automatic in his tool belt.
I guess the cafe is going to be closed for a while, Archie told her.
When Leah opened her bag and took out a tube of lipstick, Archie saw a smartphone resting on top of her wallet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Leah stopped reapplying her lipstick to glance over at Randy.
We're blowing this joint. Within 48 hours, it will be a new city and new identities.
Archie looked up into the living room where Sari was eating her snack.
Must be so hard for your daughter, being in the program at such a young age.
She'll get used to it,
Leah said with only a small drop of compassion.
When did she stop talking?
Archie asked.
Her father used to always say that children are to be seen and not heard, Leah said. I guess one day she decided to make him happy and stopped talking.
Slipping her lipstick into her bag, she shrugged.
He never complained about her being too noisy after that.
Have you tried therapy?
Her hand still in her bag, Leah glared up at Archie.
Why? She's happy. As long as she's happy, then I'm happy. If everyone is happy, why mess with it?